The director of the World Meteorological Organization says carbon dioxide, methane, and nitrous oxide hit record high levels in the atmosphere last year. Petri Tala says the documented and continuing rise in concentrations of heat-trapping gases shows the planet is headed in the wrong direction and will feel the consequences.
We have already emitted so much, especially carbon dioxide, to the atmosphere that this negative trend in climate will continue for the coming decades. Flooding, drought, heat waves, tropical storms.
The biggest annual jump was in methane emissions, but carbon dioxide still contributes the largest share to greenhouse gases, primarily through burning fossil fuels. Tala said carbon dioxide is responsible for two-thirds of global warming, and it can take up to thousands of years to remove carbon from the atmosphere. He says if the world cuts back dramatically on the use of fossil fuels, the planet will see improved weather patterns by 2060 when it comes to flooding, drought, heat waves, and tropical storms. But it's too late for the glaciers.
The game that we have already lost is the melting of glaciers. We have so high concentration of carbon dioxide that the melting of glaciers will continue for the coming hundreds of years, even coming thousands of years, and that will contribute to the sea level rise accordingly. So the sea level rise and a glacier melting game we have already lost.
The UN Climate Office said current pledges to cut greenhouse gas emissions put the planet on course to blow past the limit for global warming countries agreed to in the 2015 Paris Climate Accord, 1.5 degrees Celsius. Tala said the U.S., Europe, and Japan have cut back their carbon emissions. The U.S., though, still emits a disproportionate share of carbon pollution, 14% of the global total. It has 4% of the world's population. Jamie Henn, the director of Fossil Free Media, says the WMO report is another reminder that we are still just throwing cups of water at a raging inferno. He said it's past time for President Biden to declare a climate emergency and use every power he has to get us off fossil fuels. Meantime, UNICEF, the UN's children's agency, says by 2050, virtually every child on Earth will face more frequent heat waves. That's regardless of whether the world achieves 1.7 degrees Celsius of warming or 2.4 degrees. UNICEF is urging the upcoming November climate summit, known as COP27, to prioritize children in discussions on adapting to a heating planet. I'm Eileen Alfandari for Pacifica Radio.